Some commentators felt that, the British government imposed the first asylum policy on Hong Kong, because of course, its own international relations reasons, whereas Hong Kong people had to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
There was quite a strong sense of this nature among some people in Hong Kong. And because my days in the security branch was 94 to 96, it was actually in the latter stage of so-called the preparation for the handover of Hong Kong from the British back to the Chinese sovereign. So there were also some conspiracy theory at that time that whether actually the British government was actually determined to so-called clean up the refugee problem before 1997, or whether the British government actually was actually half-hearted doing things, and then eventually even maybe thousands or even tens of thousands of refugees or Vietnamese poor people in Hong Kong, stranded in Hong Kong, they wouldn't care and leave the problem to the Chinese government to deal with. So there were some doubts at that time about that. So at that time, you can imagine, so the psychological or the pressure on Hong Kong government was both from the Chinese government side, the local community, and we were under tremendous pressure to make sure that the ORP really works, because that is a very important element in the whole scheme of things. If this does not work, then even voluntary repatriation would not really work, because they would think that since you can't really push me away, why should I volunteer? And then people already in Hong Kong having such a mentality, they won't move. And even worse, how about the other people in Vietnam, if they feel that Hong Kong government has no way of actually moving them back, then you would attract a continuous outflow to Hong Kong. So that was the situation we faced during 94 to 96, when the Whitehead Section 8 riot took place. That is why we were so very worried, and we were so very worried, and we tried so hard to revive the ORP, because otherwise the whole scheme would collapse.